The Nonsuch by Georgette Heyer, read by Eve Matheson. Chapter 1. There was a twinkle in the Nonsuch's eye as he scanned the countenances of his assembled relations, but his voice was perfectly grave, even a trifle apologetic. "I am afraid it is quite true, ma'am," he said, addressing himself to his aunt Sophia. "I am the heir." Since the question so indignantly posed by Lady Lindeth had been rhetorical, this very frank and manly confession surprised no one. They all knew that old cousin Joseph Calver had left his fortune to Waldo. And when Lady Lindeth had summoned him to account for himself, she had acted on the impulse of the moment, and with no expectation of hearing the news denied. Nor had she had any very real expectation of Waldo's renouncing the bequest in favour of her only child. She naturally felt that no worthier heir to eccentric cousin Joseph's estate existed than Julian, and she had done her best to introduce the noble orphan to him, even enduring the rigours of a week spent at Harrogate, when Julian had been an engaging child in nankeens and a frilled shirt, and she had tried, quite unavailingly, to gain entrance to Broom Hall. 3 times had she driven out from Harrogate, the bored but docile little boy beside her, only to be told 2 times by cousin Joseph's butler that the master was not feeling clever enough to receive visitors, and 1 that the master would thank her not to come pestering him, because he didn't want to see her, nor her son, nor anyone else. Enquiry had elicited the information that the only visitor ever admitted into the house was the doctor. Local opinion was divided, charitable persons maintaining that a disappointment suffered in his youth was responsible for